Attention maggots, this is Sergeant Slaughter from WWE and G.I. Joe, the real American hero. You're listening to Mega Power Radio. Don't touch that dial. And that's an order.
What's shaking, Mega Maniacs? It's Monday, March 30th, the night after WrestleMania, one of the biggest nights of the year, the biggest Raw of the year, I would say, and therefore it makes this the biggest Raw post-show of the year. Welcome to MegaPowersRadio.com, and welcome to our Raw post-show, the most interactive post-Raw experience available, where we invite all of you listening out there to join our conversation here as we recap all the events that went down on Raw tonight, and holy crap, lots of stuff went down. Of course, we're going to have a lot of talk going down, went down with WrestleMania last night. Tonight, we saw a few returns, we saw a couple debuts, we saw someone get taken away from the roster, we saw some title defenses. It was a packed show tonight. Awesome crowd. Pretty good show overall. A couple low points. I think we're going to have a lot to talk about, and lots of people already packed in the chat room. If you want to get involved in the chat room, if you want to get involved in the show, the chat room is the number one way to get yourself there, because already opened up. Shout outs to the people who got here early. Five times combo. By God. Ferris 419. Chaotic. Silence Goon. Straight Edge Dustin. The Silent Wind of Doom. And Wazili. Packed house at the start, guys. Really awesome of you all to show up here early. We're going to be opening up the phone lines around 11:30. If you want to get yourself in line to get your voice heard live on the show, the number to dial is area code 760-512-7247. Already a couple people waiting patiently, and I'm sure we're going to have lots of callers going in. So if you want to get yourself heard, make sure you call soon and get yourself in line so you make sure you get yourself a spot reserved. And also, we'll have Twitter opened up as well. You could reach us on there, at Raw Post Show. Lots of ways to get yourself involved. We don't just call ourselves the most attractive post-Raw experience available for nothing. Tons of ways to get yourself involved. In the meantime, we're going to get the show started with us panelists here. Voice you've been hearing so far is mine. My name is Mike Payton, station director here at Mega Powers Radio. Happy to be leading the show with y'all tonight. Very excited as a wrestling fan after these past couple nights. Joining me this evening, a few other of my favorite wrestling fans to chat on the radio with. First off, the leader of the Drew crew, Mr. Drew White. What's shaking, Drew?
We are definitely the most attractive post-Raw show on the internet.
Okay, sure.
you said it. You said we're the most attractive, so I was just repeating what you were saying.
I said most interactive.
Oh, my bad.
Dumbass. Also with us is the host of Unanimous Decision MMA, Wago Rants, and Addict to Anime, Mr. Stephen Wago.
Well, shit, at least I don't have to worry about following Drew Strong. Thanks for having me. It's an awesome show. Looking forward to it.
And also the lead man of SmartGoutMoment.com, Fanboys Anonymous, and the lead host of the Smack Talk podcast, Mr. Tony Mango.
Yeah, how's it going, everybody? I wish I could say I'm the most attractive one on the panel, but we got one more person to announce.
Oh, how could I forget? We have all the way from across the pond, Mr. Sean Walker. What's shaking, Sean?
Not a lot, mate. You know, my guy is the WWE champion, so suck it, bitches.
Well, Sean, I'm sure, has lots to brag about here. He has been the one touting Seth Rollins longer than anybody. Sean, I'll let you get the first word on the show then, as far as that's concerned. What's the good word with all this?
What's the good word is that Sean was right and all you losers were wrong. I've been touting Seth Rollins to be WWE champion back when he was down at NXT. Back down when he was in FCW, and all you guys are going, nah, he's too green, nah, he's not going to make anything of himself. At best, he's going to be United States champion, blah, 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 blah. Proved you all wrong. Woohoo!
I've never seen him this passionate before. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. I'm happy for you, Sean. It's fantastic.
Fucking hell.
Fucking hell. I was fucking right about Seth Rollins all fucking along. I was fucking right.
And he's fucking beautiful with that belt. Woohoo!
You owe us an outro.
How does the woohoo sound like Super Mario 64?
Woohoo! Specifically the second jump he does in Mario 64.
Exactly. Sean's going to jump through a painting right now.
All right, guys. Let's do the usual question. I start things off here. It's a packed show we had, so it's really curious to see what you guys have to say for this one. What's the number one thing you're feeling after walking away from this show tonight? Sean, why don't you start off since we already got you running hot here?
The thing that has got me stoked about this Raw was seeing how Brock Lesnar flipped his fucking shit. My God, this is what has been missing, and this is why Seth Rollins is going to be a great champion, because he's just going to run every time. It's going to be so good.
Good old-fashioned heel, you know what? I think it's been a while since, probably since The Miz, that they had one of these old-fashioned heels that just is a chicken shit and runs away like that.
And plays to the crowd.
Indeed. So, Wago, why don't you follow up there? What's the number one thing you took away tonight?
I'm going to have to echo Sean's words on this. Brock Lesnar stole the show tonight, absolutely destroying the commentary team, which is always a good thing, and even taking out a few cameramen. So I'm happy. Stephanie played her role to perfection. They fed off the crowd, and this puts Brock on the sidelines for his limited appearances, and when he does come back, he's got probably a more established heel within Seth Rollins to feud with. And Seth's already got his feuds lined up, so they did a great job setting up the future tonight. And just a fun overall show, except for the ending.
Drew, what'd you think?
Everything tonight was good, in my opinion. Good wrestling, good promos. And the one thing that I really took away was that I'm actually really looking forward to Extreme Rules now. So, yeah, I'm just really pumped up for what's going to be coming in the coming weeks.
And then Tony, round us out.
The Raw after WrestleMania is as good, if not better, than damn near every pay-per-view that goes on throughout the year.
Even WrestleMania?
Yeah. Well, WrestleMania was awesome. Tonight was awesome as well.
You think it was better than WrestleMania?
No, I didn't say it was better than WrestleMania. Okay. It's as good, if not better, than most shows throughout the year.
Well, because there have been years where the night after WrestleMania was better than the night.
Yeah, WrestleMania 29.
That one definitely sticks out, absolutely.
Yeah.
I do not think that was the case tonight, but this was a very good show. And last night was a very kick-ass show as well, and that's worth saying. And we'll talk a little bit about WrestleMania tonight. I do want to say that we are going to do our full in-depth review of WrestleMania 31 on this week's edition of Smack Talk, so please understand that we're not going to go super in-depth in that, but we will talk about it. Of course, we want to know what you out there got to think, because this is the open forum for you guys to call in. So again, remember, the phone line's there. Chat room is already open. And also, I want to pose the question that we open the show up to you. What's the big thing that you took away tonight? Because this is the start of a new chapter for the WWE calendar in a sense. WrestleMania is supposed to be the end of the story. Tonight is the opening of a new one. And I think in a lot of ways they said that with a lot of new champions, a lot of debuts tonight. So how's everyone feeling about this new thing going forward? Let us know in the chat room, Twitter. We'll have the phone lines opening up in about 10 more minutes. Let us know what you got thinking about that. So in the meantime with you guys, I want to just let's just start right at the top, because I think they had some cool things going on there at the beginning. We had Brock Lesnar coming out to start, and right away he's dressed to fight. It's a surprise. You know, I don't think we ever see Brock Lesnar come out that. He's usually in like his tracksuit, and he's just like, you know, sure, he looks like he's pumped or whatever, but he doesn't look like he's going to be in a match. Then he came out in his Jimmy John shorts, and he was ready to go. Crowd starts chanting Suplex City at him. Very, very awesome line that he dropped in the WrestleMania match last night. Paul Heyman gets on the mic, and he's doing his whole shtick, talking about how Lesnar has a case to bring this into court, but he doesn't want to go that route. He just wants to fight. He wants to invoke his rematch clause instead. However, Stephanie McMahon comes out and says that Seth Rollins is not quite there yet. He was on Good Morning New York, and he'll answer when he gets back, although she thinks that he is most likely going to take it. Eventually, later on in the show, Seth Rollins is eventually there. Brock Lesnar comes to the ring ready for the match. Seth Rollins comes out, but Seth Rollins ends up chicken shitting out. He says that he's a little feeling a little jet lagged and he doesn't feel like doing this match right now. He will get a rematch to Brock Lesnar, just not tonight. This sets Brock Lesnar off, and Brock Lesnar goes in an absolute rage. Seth Rollins manages to get away, so Brock Lesnar instead takes his rage out on everything around ringside. He topples over the announce table, crushing the announce team, grabs Michael Cole, brings him into the ring, F5s him, grabs a cameraman, begins to F5 him as well. Stephanie McMahon makes another appearance, says, Brock, you got to stop. You can't do this. You need to stop this right now. You need to put him down. Brock puts him down. With an F5. Yeah. Stephanie says, that's it, Brock. You're suspended. And Brock says, well, Brock doesn't say anything. His response to that is F5ing the cameraman once again. Brock just absolutely lost his shit. This was awesome to see. And it's just funny to think as I'm saying all this, that's now babyface Brock Lesnar. That's what he's now been positioned at, is babyface Brock Lesnar. But he's just beat the shit out of a bunch of innocent bystanders.
I don't know. That cameraman had it coming to him.
I love that babyface Brock Lesnar and heel Brock Lesnar are the exact same character. He just beats up people that are weaker than him.
Be a star.
Indeed. So this was pretty intense, but the sad thing is that this has ended with Brock Lesnar being suspended indefinitely. He's also going to be fined, whatever that means to him. He's going to be off of TV once again for a while. This time, not with the championship at least, but I'm going to miss him because he's just really starting to get really intense and awesome having him around again. What do you guys think?
I think that this is a situation where people are going to be upset that we don't see Brock Lesnar for a little bit, but you know what? People would get tired of him if we saw him all the time. Now that he doesn't have the championship, it's okay for him to spend a little bit of time away. And they've signed that multi-year deal. There's no worrying about whether or not he is going to show back up. He will. He'll show up by, shit, maybe even before SummerSlam. But at the very least, at SummerSlam. He's going to have some prominent feuds. He's got a lot of people still that he could feud with, whether that's somebody like a Randy Orton or a John Cena still. I hope not. But you've got this upper mid-card scene, which is going to be really kicking ass over the next couple of months. You've got even somebody like a Sheamus who's back, and he could be built up for that kind of position. There's a lot to do with babyface Brock Lesnar and heel Brock Lesnar, too. He could always turn back heel again.
I wouldn't want to see it.
A little bit of time away is going to do him a lot of good, because when he does come back, the fans are just going to be that much more invested in his character.
I got to agree, and I think right now the most important thing to do is build Seth Rollins up to be a really good villain for Brock to come back and smash. Doesn't necessarily have to beat him, but if they just keep building Seth, make him that chicken shit heel that he's been playing so fucking well, it's going to be a huge payoff when Brock finally does come back. And I think a great way to bring him back potentially is, have you noticed how Vince just likes to fuck with Triple H and Stephanie now and again? Could just fuck with him by bringing Brock back to put against their authority handpicked guy. So I think that could be a potential fun feud and way to do it.
I personally, I don't know. I think from here on out, I would be fine if they worked Lesnar more as like a tweener role, because he'll be fine in either way. It's a way to get more the most out of him if you want him to feed with a certain person without that person turning heel or face. Because honestly, just by the way that he did everything tonight, I think he set himself up as more as a tweener, because he did attack innocent bystanders, even though it was awesome. So just him tonight, he was kick ass. Paul Heyman just apparently hating Lillian Garcia, that was kick ass. Just everything that was with that area tonight was amazing. The only issue with any of that stuff was Byron Saxton having to be on commentating by himself for a little bit, but you know King Kim comes out and everything's fine. So I think we're in a position right now where the roster is strong enough, especially with the new people that they just brought back up, or just brought up, and we got some people returning who I actually like. I like Sheamus. I think people give him more shit than what he actually deserves a lot of the time. He's not bad at all. I mean, if you're able to get a good match at a big show, then you're definitely not the worst person in the world. So Yeah, I'm really looking forward to what they do now that Lesnar's gone. Like you, like the previous two have said, he will be back. We don't have to worry about that. And, you know, we'll see who he faces, most likely Seth Rollins, when he gets back.
You think he's still going to care about the WWE Championship when he comes back? Do you think he's going to go into a challenging the authority role?
I think if they bring him back for Survivor Series, I mean, I think he'll be back to challenge the WWE champion at first, which will be Seth Rollins. However, if they do this thing where they keep on screwing him out, I think this will be more of a way to do get him to show up at Survivor Series and do the authority type of thing.
Anyone else?
I think the first
SummerSlam or Money in the Bank.
Money in the Bank. That's in June now, isn't it?
Definitely going to return for Money in the Bank and win it.
No, there's no way they put Brock Lesnar in a ladder match, especially with multiple different guys in there. Brock Lesnar's a guy that you put in there against one opponent because his name sells that pay-per-view alone. As far as what role he fits into, he definitely comes back for the championship, assuming it's on Seth Rollins. If it's not, he goes for Seth, then he goes for the title. Necessarily against the Authority? Maybe. I guess they're going to be around for God knows how long, so this path will probably cross with them, but I don't think it's a necessity.
I won't have a problem with the Authority role as long as I don't have to see another Brock Lesnar Triple H match.
You know what would be awesome? What if they do Brock Lesnar against the Authority in a Survivor Series match? That would be fucking awesome.
Just Brock Lesnar against all just the Authority? Brock Lesnar,
yes. Because I think they could sell. They could sell it just as that. I would not be surprised if they would. I know that most likely won't happen, but I honestly think that they could do that.
You know what they could do? They can get it sponsored by that video game Evolve, which is all about, like, you know, four or five people taking on one big monster.
That's actually kind of clever. And Brock's one of the few guys that I'd actually be okay with them having squashed the entire team.
Well, who's to say he has to squash him? Maybe he could actually lose.
Nah, it's Brock Lesnar. He wins everything.
He lost his first match back.
There win last night.
Yeah, there you go. What is his record overall now?
I think it was like 5-3 or like 6-2 or something like that the last time. But now he lost another match. He lost to Cena and Triple H. So that's two losses.
Cena, Triple H, and then last night. So that's three.
Kind of makes
losses. Yeah.
It's kind of representing his UFC career where he hadn't had a lot of fights, so his record doesn't look the best.
I think he might have the same record than what he had in UFC. He was 5-3 there, right?
Shit, I don't remember. It's been a while. Probably.
Well, thanks, our resident MMA guy.
I cover active MMA fighters.
Oh, like CM Punk?
Yep, 0-0. No. I knew that, motherfucker.
Okay, well, we had our first match of the evening in our next segment. It was for the Intercontinental title, the new champion, Daniel Bryan, putting it up for grabs against Dolph Ziggler. The crowd was hot into this match. Wade Barrett was on commentary for it. Actually did a pretty good job adding to the team that was there. Crowd was just so much behind both guys. They were just so into it throughout the entire thing. It's almost like what this should have been at the WrestleMania match instead of the night after. Again, I guess you'd like to make both really big. They had a great match. Daniel Bryan gets the pin after a running knee. Barrett goes to attack Daniel Bryan after the match is finished, but he gets scared away by the returning Sheamus. And I don't know if he gets scared away because he thinks Sheamus is going to kick his ass or because of Sheamus's fucking new hairstyle, because it was fucking atrocious. What the hell was he thinking? He had like a mohawk sort of thing and like his beard in all different braids.
It's a shame that they shaved my head.
The crowd started chanting, "You look stupid." Clap, 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 clap. Honestly, it kind of grew on me. I actually think it's kind of neat. It's a cool new look, especially considering during his time out there, Sheamus turns and kicks Daniel Bryan right into the face and starts attacking Dolph Ziggler as well. Sheamus with the big heel turn. Pretty neat, and I think this is a good new look for him being a heel. He's got this very old warrior, like a sort of a Nord type thing. It's really neat. I could dig it. He almost looks like he should be coming out with like a sword and a shield.
Yeah, that was some Skyrim shit. I've seen characters that look like him, except not Ginger. So I'm all for it, man. Sheamus looked pretty, well, I'm not going to say cool, but different. And if he's going to be a heel, then he doesn't exactly need to be liked by the audience as far as appearance goes. So I'm all for it. I'm wondering how long he'll keep it for, though.
See, I'm still... I don't want this to sound too pessimistic.
But... Oh, it's going to.
Oh, God, this is so pessimistic.
I still don't like Sheamus. This is a step in the right direction, though. Cutting his hair is not going to make me think that he's a better wrestler or better on the mic. And turning him heel isn't going to improve his in-ring game, and it isn't going to improve his mic skills. It could be a character change that makes it to where those flaws are masked better. And if that's something that happens, great. Perfect. Because a heel Sheamus makes a lot more sense than a babyface one to me. Either way, I don't want to see Sheamus get a huge push because I just don't really like the guy. But if you give him a little bit of a push now and it ends up being decent, maybe he's improved in some kind of way or whatever, I'll give him more of a shot. You're going to have to sell me on him more, though, before I get pumped up about him. But this is definitely a positive, and he looks stupid as hell. But you know what? He looked stupid as hell beforehand anyway. We had comparisons to Beaker from the fucking Muppets. So you what go look stupid one way, you look stupid in another way. At least go for the way that makes you look like more of a badass.
I got to pick at something you said. He's not bad in the ring. He's actually really fucking good.
I have never watched a single Sheamus match that I would remember being amazing.
Sheamus and Big Show.
Sheamus and Daniel Bryan at Extreme Rules.
Everybody talked about that match. I don't remember thinking that it was particularly exciting. I don't remember a single thing about that match.
Well, you should go back and watch it on the WWE Network. Or,
I shouldn't have to go back and watch it. I can remember half of the Iron Man match at WrestleMania 12, and that's a hell of a lot longer than that.
So, Tony, are you telling me I should go all the way back to your Extreme Rules 2012 post you put on Smart Cat Moment and see how good of a match you said it was? Is that what you're saying?
Possibly. I might have liked it back then. I don't know. I might have hated it back then, for all I care.
Oh, now you know, now we got to go back and see. Tony would have to eat his own words on that one. He might have loved that match. But holy shit, I can't believe these guys pulled this out.
Either way, I haven't remembered that, and that speaks volumes. But Sheamus is somebody who is not, you know, the worst in the roster. It's not like he's pulling off terrible matches like Kali, and it's not like he's as bad on the mic as the original Sin Cara or anything. So I think he's overrated by WWE in a lot of regards, but I think that he's in a nice spot right now. He's exactly where he should be. He's in that upper mid-card range. Just don't give him the kind of pushes that you've given him in the past. Let me stew with his new character a little bit, and let's see what happens. Maybe he'll win me over a little bit more. Maybe he won't. Maybe this will just be something like the opposite of what happened with, what's his name, Brodus Clay. Brodus Clay comes out, hated it, grew to like him. I like this new Sheamus. I might not like it that much longer. I might love it. Who knows?
You might grow to hate it. And then
A bunch of people jumped on your website to look for that article because it's like 13 in the chat right now.
Not bad. Not bad at all. And to translate that to anyone out there, that means it's a pretty good match. Not too bad at all.
Yeah, when you translate Tonyisms.
That means I don't really have anything to say about this, but I didn't hate it, and I don't want to be too negative.
If I go down to the bottom, not bad at all. You mentioned a good World Heavyweight Championship match as one of your reasonings for a 3-count. Good.
Oh, hey, Time Cow is letting us know that it's time that we should start to open up the phone lines for people to get their calls in.
That's his new job now? I didn't even know that.
Time Cow in general tells us when it's time to start moving along, and that's what he's doing. Phone
Cow.
So we're going to have our first caller come in from the 646 area code. I believe this is our friend Aisha. In fact, I'm pretty sure I think I've learned this by now. Aisha, that's you there, right?
It's Jeff.
Yeah, hey guys.
What's shaking, Aisha? How you doing tonight? How did you enjoy your WrestleMania weekend?
Oh my God, it was good. WrestleMania was so good. The mark, man, I kept marking out screaming, whatever. Oh, so good.
Oh, sounds like it was good.
It was.
I'll watch what she's watching.
What were the standout parts to you? I mean, you sound like you definitely enjoyed it. So what got you super high out of it?
Definitely the DX and NWO, Ronda Rousey coming with The Rock. Oh my God. Seth Rollins definitely cashing in. But just everything about the show is just amazing. But even talking about it, I can't breathe. How good it was.
There are a lot of people out there saying this is quite possibly the greatest WrestleMania of all time. Where do you think you would rank it?
Ooh, I wouldn't go that far, but I would say it's like top five. But I was, it's better than last year's. But like to me, I still think WrestleMania 17 is still the greatest of all time. But hey, WrestleMania 31, it's top five, top 10.
Definitely a good night. Now, how about tonight's Raw? What'd you think about tonight's night after Raw? I mean, this is typically a big pack show. They always put a lot of things into it. Did they deliver tonight for you with that as well?
Yeah, it was really good. We saw like potential feuds that can like happen. We'll probably see Brock Lesnar until SummerSlam, and it was nice seeing him Molly walk all those freaking people.
Mm-hmm.
Nice to see that AJ Neville debuting. Kalisto doing his thing. NXT was taking over tonight.
Man. The crowd was super into it. They were chanting NXT multiple times throughout the night. It's great.
Yeah, they did have a show in San Jose. It was a good show.
Who are you most looking forward to now that they've come up to the main roster?
Who I was looking forward to?
Who are you most looking forward to out of all the debuts we had tonight? Who do you think is going to be the most exciting to watch over the next few months?
Yeah, definitely Neville. Yeah. You know, like with his arsenal and everything, yeah, he's going to... he'll probably like worse around the mid-card, but I think he might get lost in the shuffle. But overall, I think Neville will do good. And Kalisto... Yeah, he's doing good. Keep doing his thing. He's over
he's doing
already,
good.
So.
He's doing good.
And like people are already comparing him to Rey Mysterio. I wouldn't go that far.
Yeah, well, he hasn't killed a guy in the ring yet. No, too soon.
Yeah, okay. And what's up with Sheamus and that new look? Like, what the hell? looks so fucking ugly. Ugh.
So what you're saying is it does not make him look cool.
I mean, it's interesting. It goes with his look. I'm glad he turned heel because heel shame is actually good. But,
I always wonder how people go in public looking like that. Like the Legion of Doom back in the day, the crazy way they shaved their heads. How do they go to like the bank and like Walmart looking like that?
Hey, they're committed to the character, so.
People at Walmart.
More power to them.
True that. Aisha, all right. Your high point and your low point for tonight's Raw.
High point, definitely Brock Lesnar. And I really didn't have any low points tonight.
That's definitely a good sign of that.
Yeah.
All right, Aisha, we got a few more callers coming on the line here, so we're going to keep things going on here. But we always appreciate hearing from you. You're always one of our favorite fans here. So you're always welcome here. We'll talk to you next week, hopefully, or whenever you get a chance to get in.
All right.
You have a good night,
thank
Aisha.
Thank you, guys.
Well, all right, guys, so let's keep the conversation going here for just a moment. As we said there, we had a lot of debuts tonight. First one that we had was in a multi-man tag match, Kid Sorrow and the Ascension taking on the New Day, and the Lucha Dragons making their debut from the NXT roster onto Monday Night Raw finally. I think they had a few matches actually on like Superstars or one of those C-class shows during the week. I don't know. I don't really watch those. But their match they had here kicked ass. Lots of high energy. Kalisto was doing all these crazy moves. There was one awesome one where he like jumped up and stood on the shoulders of Cesaro and did a flip back. Crazy things they were doing on here. And aside from that, there was also lots of fun going on through this match with the crowd continuing the New Day sucks chant. Not only were they doing it during the claps where they go, New Day sucks. New Day sucks. But there was even a part where Kofi Kingston was going to like do the boom drop. And he went, New Day. And the crowd was so quick-witted, was like, sucks. Right after. Tons of fun in this match. New Lucha Dragons getting the pin with Kalisto doing, I have to learn the proper way to say this move. I think it's the Selena del Sol. I think that's what it is.
Yep.
Yeah, it's the Sarah Del Rey.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to say too. Awesome move. Really cool match. Great debut for these guys. Lots of high energy, and the crowd ate it up and gave them the respect they deserve coming out there. Happy for everything involved. Except for maybe the Ascension. I don't think they're not getting the good end of the stick here.
Kalisto looked great, though. I mean, that's how you want to make your debut. You are coming from the NXT crowd, which, of course, is more of a smart crowd. And what better time to have somebody like that make their debut than the night after WrestleMania, where you know the crowd's going to be super hot. They're going to know everything about the NXT stars. So it's not like they're going to come out and just be like, wait, what the fuck? Who's this guy? Like, if they did it in some, you know, random ass town in the middle of nowhere in 2 months or something. But Kalisto making a great impression. The Lucha Dragons could be off to a really good start. Who knows? Maybe they're even the next tag team champions.
I believe Drew White had a plan about that.
Oh, yeah. I am totally calling the Lucha Dragons to take the titles off of Cesaro and Kidd. I have a lot of confidence in these two because when they were in NXT, I'm not going to say I'm the biggest fans of them, but I really enjoyed what they did down on NXT. It's weird to say that, you know, after the Ascension came up, that I have more hopes that the Lucha Dragons to do well than the Ascension after the way they were booked in NXT. So, yeah, you know, I think Sin Cara is a great mentor for Kalisto. Kalisto really showed off that he, you know, maybe could be the next Rey Mysterio in a way, you know, that the guy under the mask type of thing. He's just a sure hell a lot better than the original Sin Cara. And Hunico is a very good Sin Cara wannabe. So, yeah, I really enjoyed the match. You know, New Day sucks, even though they really don't. I think Kofi Kingston showed off what he could do tonight. You know, just a really good match overall. And I think he pointed out how much Connor fucking sucks as a wrestler tonight.
Connor was fucking atrocious. Like, with how, like, eloquent and graceful that Kalisto was doing all his moves, freaking Connor was just like so clumsy, just like trying to get up.
I guarantee those NXT chants weren't directed at the Ascension.
As far as
this match goes, it was a great outing, and Kalisto looked fucking awesome tonight. I've got a lot of high hopes for him. I hope they just take it slow with him and just let him grow organically and get the audience on his side, because if they force it, they're going to bite his head off. But great debut.
I wonder if maybe that they're possibly going to make a big deal with these guys. Maybe a little bit to push in place of, considering they lost all their big Spanish stars. I mean, they have no Del Rio. They have no Rey. They have a big missing there.
Why not? It doesn't hurt. You know,
shit, they don't
throw something at the wall, see if it sticks.
All right. Next segment that we had was Stardust and Damian Mizdow. Basically an exhibition here for Damian Mizdow to come out and get a victory over Stardust. Mizdow's still doing the whole Miz get up. He's coming out in the you know, outfit and the entrance music, gets a victory with the skull crushing finale. Miz comes out afterward, hits him with a skull crushing finale. And I forgot to mention that between this is when they had that Brock Lesnar segment where Brock Lesnar just beat the shit out of all the announcers. And they hard sold this where all the announcers were shown completely knocked out. Michael Cole had to be stretchered out. Booker T and JBL were shown knocked out against the guardrail. And they had to be replaced. They weren't seen again the rest of the night. And as soon as they were gone, we had Byron Saxton taking over solo for a remainder of a little bit here by himself for at least, one or two matches. And one of them was for this Stardust and Damian Mizdow match. And during the sell of this beatdown by The Miz, he just goes completely quiet. And it was just awful. Absolutely awful. It's completely awkward.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I definitely echo that statement. There's often in times that Michael Cole will talk over a fucking segment when he should be quiet. This was the total opposite of that. This needed to be sold somewhat. This needed to be like, God damn it, Miz, you, that son of a bitch, blah, blah, blah. He did nothing. He just sat on his hands and pretty much just awkwardly said the odd word now and again, kind of like what he's done for the majority of his commentating on his own.
What the fuck happened? Like, do you think he knew he was going out there? And why would they send him out there by himself? Especially if they were just going to put someone else out there eventually anyway.
If you're going to be on your own, at least prepare some dialogue. Jesus Christ. Like, they could have put Renee out there with him. They could have put Jerry Lawler out there with him. In fact, this would have been the perfect time to put Renee out there.
See, I think the issue was instead of Vince McMahon shouting into the headset, it was Todd Grisham. And he was just like, just don't talk. Don't sell it. Pull a Christian. Just be like, oh, Miz did that. That's how you do it. Come on, Byron. I've been doing this for a while. You know what's awkward about this whole Byron Saxton thing, though? The weirdest thing out of all that, fix the fucking commentary table. Holy shit. Did both of them have to stand for 2 hours just because somebody couldn't, you know, tilt the fucking table?
Byron Saxton used to be a fucking wrestler. I think he could have done it on his own.
Lawler too. Or, you know, if those tables are like 1,000 fucking pounds or whatever, give the guys a couple of fucking chairs to sit down on.
Don't say they're 1,000 pounds, they fucking fold pretty damn easy.
I've got a theory on this. Byron Saxton looks like one of those creator wrestlers who are like the default ones. And I don't think anyone had put any attribute points into him so he couldn't lift the table up.
Oh, makes perfect sense.
Mm-hmm.
That's one of the most awkward things that they do, though. Like, at least when they crash through the Spanish announcers table, it's like, okay, well, they got to do that because they're not the primary announce team. But when they ruin the announce team and they, you know, they toss the monitors away and all that other kind of stuff, they always act like, well, that's it until next week, everybody. We're screwed. And it's like, well, you've got these people that can change the ring apron in like 3 seconds flat. And if something happens with like, you know, the goddamn Titantron, people are on it, but you can't get somebody to just like give you a goddamn rolling chair to sit down on. It's just like, Brock Lesnar came and he ruined how tables work. Very awkward for Byron Saxton. And Byron Saxton is not too bad either. Like, he's a solid person for main event or superstars or something. He's a decent backstage interview guy. But, man, this was a real opportunity for them to put Renee Young out there. And if they're interested in the whole give Divas a chance thing, that applies to that too. She is one of the best people that they have on the broadcast team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's including, you know, the people that have been around for years and years and years. She not only is completely into the whole thing itself, you know, you can tell that she's a super fan, but she is constantly improving. She's so much more tolerable to listen to than people that like scream into the microphone, or you got your Jerry Lawlers with the whole like all that kind of shit.
I thought that was your Taz impression.
No, that would be but, you know, you've got all these – you had fucking Taz. You gave him a chance. Give Renee Young a chance. She doesn't need to be the person doing the backstage interviews when you've got Tom Phillips and Scott Stanford and Rich Brannon and all these other guys. Eden is good at that. You know, more than enough people that can fill in that spot. It's a shame that they went with Byron Saxton. And who was that tool just that Byron was, Saxton.
Who's that tool that was doing that Twitter segment with Lita on the pre-show?
Tom Phillips.
Oh, he sucks.
He is generic beanpole white guy.
He's like a modern version of Todd Pettengill.
That's exactly what I said yesterday. Awful. This dude is Todd Pettengill.
He is fucking terrible.
He's just kind of like, hi, everybody. I'm Tom Phillips. I like bread sandwiches.
just the weirdest part about this was how underprepared Saxton just felt out there. It was awkward. It's almost like he went, let's give that Justin Roberts kid a shot. You fired him, sir. Oh.
Josh Matthews out here. He was decent. You fired him too. Well, fuck. Who's this guy? Get Abraham Washington there to do this.
Oh, man. And do you think like they maybe intended for him to be out there by himself the entire night, but they just saw that he was slacking and they're like, all right, get King out there and save this guy's ass?
To be fair, King was talking a lot more than he usually does, which made him more tolerable, surprisingly enough. And I think he had to be a crutch for Saxton to lean on. He was just failing out there.
Well, I think he knew his role tonight because usually when he was on that Raw announced team back when they did the three with him, he only talked when he was doing one of his dumb one-liners that always fell flat, or when he was like interrupting someone to say, oh, look at this replay. Oh my God. So I could tolerate Lawler tonight. I don't know. Peyton, you watch SmackDown every week, right? Is he this tolerable on SmackDown too?
I don't watch SmackDown every week.
Oh, fuck. I thought you watched SmackDown.
Reads the reviews for the Fantasy League. He ain't watching that shit.
I watch it once in a while, but I don't watch it every week.
Oh, okay.
I don't have the time for that.
Oh, well, you know, he wasn't that bad at their time. I think this is kind of because he...
Jerry Lawler is still one of the greatest color commentators of all time.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
He's just kind of lost it in his older age. He's a lot like a Vince McMahon. He should be phased out for sure. And what he has to deliver, I think he knew that he had to be on the ball tonight. He didn't try to do the stupid jokes all the time. He didn't try to be the, let's, you know, materialize women. terrible things he says. Like he just was calling the moves, and he was doing a really good job what he had to do tonight.
A lot of what he said was also recapping what has previously happened in like feuds and stuff like that. So I really think that helped as well, that he really didn't have to like talk about what's going on entirely all the time. His accent was fucking quiet as hell. I don't know if it was his microphone or what, but damn, he was quiet the entire time.
I think he was nervous.
Yeah, it's so fucking weird. It's almost like it was trial by fire that was like, all right, you're going out there on your own, kid. Good luck.
So, all right, guys, I think we talked enough about this. But any thoughts about the Miz beatdown on Miz Dow? I mean, this is like a long time coming. I wish they would just fucking move to the payoff of this damn feud already, actually.
Should have been paid off at WrestleMania, but I'll take this over nothing.
We're still talking about Miz Dow. I think that it should have been done at Mania. They should have had their actual match. But, you know, Miz Dow looks strong in that Battle Royal. And, you know, this is one of the matches I'm looking forward to going into Extreme Rules. Also, the Miz is, even though he's not the freaking best guy ever when it comes to playing his character, he's getting keep from the crowd. I know after the Miz Dow feud, he's going to be nothing. So, yeah.
Well, Time Cow is letting me know that I actually have an announcement. It appears that we have a mystery vehicle pulling up outside Mega Powers Radio Studios.
Oh, shit.
I don't know what's going on out there, but we're going to keep you guys updated. I don't know what's going on in our parking lot, but somebody's here. Somebody important.
Somebody from NXT, maybe.
Could be anybody. So you definitely want to stay tuned to the end of the show, folks. You never know who's going to be showing up here on MegaPowersRadio.com's Raw post-show, the most interactive post-Raw experience available. We want to hear what all y'all out there got to say. We still got the chat room open. Lots of cool people hanging out in there. Let's give a shout-out to the people who are here around the halfway point. By God, Creep is on the radar. Ferris419, K-Dot, Chaotic, Silence Yo. Goon, Straight Edge Dustin, Silent Wind of Doom, and Wazili. Thank y'all for hanging out there. Of course, if you're listening to us live and you're not hanging out in the chat room, why the heck aren't you? It's a fun little place to hang out and get two conversations going on at once. Register with blogtalkradio.com. Head to the chat room there on the Mega Powers Radio page, and you can hang out with all those folks there. So the next thing that we have, let's take on a caller. And I think the best person to bring on is Silent Wind of Doom.
It's a Doom Asylum.
Hey, guys. How you guys?
Where's your goon at?
There's someone in the chat that appears, some manner of goon of mine. I don't know how to take this, but sweet.
You going to talk to JD tonight?
That's mostly why I'm here. To be honest, I really don't have much to talk about Raw. Am I allowed to talk about WrestleMania, or is that not allowed on the post-Raw show?
No, you think this is a wrestling podcast? The fuck, dude?
Yeah, I'm going to say.
I thought we were going to call hookers and ask for meatball parm.
Should we just ask if you could talk about WrestleMania? Where the fuck do you think you're calling?
I don't know. I'll figure it out. You guys watch Aqua Teen Hunger Force back in the day?
You just asked if you could talk about WrestleMania, and now you want to talk about Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
Well, I mentioned meatball sandwiches, I guess.
That show looked fucking retarded, so no.
Yeah, I only watched like 20 episodes.
I finally figured out what Triple H looked like in his Terminator King regalia. He looked like the cybernetic ghost of Christmas from the future, which is something from that. If no one knows what that is, never mind.
You said it anyway.
You'll have to link us in the chat room a picture of this so you can give us reference, because I'm sure it's funny, but I just don't get it.
Yeah.
So, what did you think about WrestleMania?
I had one thing. It was like, I'll go in strong on that one thing, and then no, I guess. it was good. It was great. The ending was awesome. I don't like that Cena got a clean pin on Rusev, and I don't know if anyone else saw, but I went back to look at something from the replay, and I saw that they had an ad on the network for Extreme Rules. Extreme and the Rules. Picture that they used was a picture of John Cena with American flag face paint. So I wonder if there's going to be a rematch at Extreme Rules.
You think there's going to be a flag match? maybe this time it'll actually like be a match where you have to grab a flag rather than just the match where like you get to hold your flag at the end of the match if you win.
Flag on a pole match.
Good old fashioned flag drag. Flag on a pole match.
Yeah, Tony, you're on fire.
Somebody just dropped a mixtape on me? Fuck.
So I want to do, what was your match of the night last night?
Yeah, the ending, I gotta go with the ending because the ending was great. I was sitting there watching it with my friends throughout the whole beatdown. We were just like, this is amazing, and just waiting to see if the comeback would come. And then the ending happened, and it was crazy, and we were all yelling, and it was amazing.
Yeah, it was.
I enjoyed Triple H. I'm sad we didn't get the lightsaber spot with Triple H and Sting. I was really hoping that they were going to do that with the sledgehammer and the bat. But I loved everyone appearing. I loved how gimmicky it was. That's what I wanted to see out of Bray Wyatt and Undertaker. Was because that wasn't too much of a real match. It was just crazy stuff was happening and all these old people, and it was wonderful. But I was still satisfied with Undertaker and Wyatt. I got to see the sit up versus the crab, which really sounds weird if you have no idea what I'm talking about. And not just that, but the fact that when Undertaker stood up, like Bray Wyatt just looked like he crapped himself and like fell down from doing the crab and stuff like that. I thought it was a good night.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we're finding out that Solomon Doom is Mr. Robot.
Yeah, I was gonna say, I think he might have hooked up with Triple H and got himself as a Terminator spot here or something.
Do the robot.
Derping on my Skype over here?
You're derping a little bit there.
Well, you're always derping.
I heard really you bad. Guys derping really bad, so I had to come in on here instead. But also, I'm sure there's going to be all kinds of craziness going on later. I got to be around for that. Come on.
That was Drew, actually. Drew's always derping. It's easy to get confused whenever he talks, but yeah, it's usually just Drew talking. Talks. Silent was doomed. So what about tonight, man? It's the big Raw after Mania. What got you from tonight?
I forget Neville's first name. But Neville was here.
Well, see, it's already happening. He already forgets that Adrian Neville had a first name.
Damn it, WWE.
I wrote him down as Aaron.
Aaron Neville?
Aaron Neville. Aaron
Neville. That Adrian. That's a girl's name.
I didn't realize until just now that I wrote him as Aaron Neville. I don't know what he is.
Oh my God.
Is he going to be a face? Is he going to be a heel?
You know what he is. It's like, a fucking human being.
But he came up and beat up Curtis Axel. But everyone does that. So I don't know what he's going to be. Because I was thinking, like, is it good to have a board? Because there seems to be a log jam of talented faces in the mid-card, but not as many heels. So if he's a heel, it'll be good to have him along.
No, they did just turn Sheamus. Did I stun you with that?
Yeah. I was like, what? He turned? I thought he was just kicking people for fun.
Sorry, I was too loud. Anyway,
what's Silent Wood to do? He's getting beaten up worse than Roman did.
All right, Silent Wood to Doom. Your high point, your low point for tonight's Raw.
Jesus Christ.
the beatdown was amazing. And the shot of all of them laying under there like it was something out of like news footage of a horrible tragedy with just limbs and Booker T all knocked out without his glasses on. It was a fun time. I don't really have a low point, so I'm just going to just put in that. I believe are they chanting "You have titties" at Kane during that final match?
There were a few times where I couldn't quite make out the chants. That's very likely that's something they were chanting. These Raw After Mania crowds are always nuts.
Yeah, is that the time when Lawler was trying to play it off and he's like, oh, look at these fans chanting for Orton?
Yeah, there was a chant at one point that said, please retire to Big Show.
I like the We Are Awesome.
I'll put the main event, because it wasn't really a match that I cared about anyway, and I cared less because I got fatigued and I was just ready to come in here and listen to you guys, so I wasn't paying any attention.
Oh, well, it's always good to have you here, Silent Wind the Doom. We're gonna have to get moving along here to the next couple callers that we got waiting patiently. Always good to have you here, though. Keep sticking around in the chat room, and yeah, we'll see you in there, dude. You have a good night.
Oh, good night.
All right. Remember, y'all are listening to this interactive post-draw experience out there. We always invite y'all to join the fun. Get yourself heard. Get your voice on the show. Area code 760-512-7247 is the number to dial. Of course, the chat room is there. Tweet to us at Raw Post Show. Lots of ways to get yourself involved. I didn't even mention you can join us via Skype. That's how Silent Wind of Doom got to us here. We're going to go ahead and move on to our next topic here. We had the debut of an NXT talent. First off, we had Curtis Axel coming out doing his Axelmania shtick. I unfortunately actually missed what he ran down here. What was he saying?
He mentioned that the next pay-per-view is going to be Axtreme Rules.
Oh, that's why Drew keeps saying that.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't. Okay. Drew's not as crazy as I thought it was. Well, he competed against Neville. That's right, not Adrian Neville.
Not Aaron Neville.
Certainly not Aaron Neville, no. Just Neville. Whatever. I really don't care that much about it. People always make a big stink about this, like they did when they did it to Cesaro and Big E. It's just a name. It's not even like it's a real fucking
This one's
name.
A little different. Like, it's Neville. As soon as I hear Neville, I picture fucking
Neville Longbottom from Harry Potter. That's what I picture too.
Yeah, it's like, I'm Neville.
Like, are they going to get to a point, though, where they're just like, the next person coming down to the ring, weighing whatever, something pounds, Jones. Like,
Smith.
Does it hurt anything for him to have
Don't they have a Murphy?
Name? Yeah, they have Blake and Murphy. Like, why can't they be Buddy Murphy and Wesley Blake? Why can't he be Adrian Neville? Like, he was Adrian Neville for all this time. It's not like they just decided, we're going to go by the boogeyman, where you don't need to have, you know, like James Boogeyman or something like that. Like, he's Adrian Neville, you know? Like, I don't get it. Like, what their mentality is where they get offended by the fact that somebody's got a first and a last name, so they need to get rid of it instead of just going with what they already have. I could see not adding one, but taking away. That's odd.
The only time I've ever seen it work since they've been doing that is with Cesaro. And that's just more so because I've gotten used to that compared to, like, Big E, for example.
I actually would say Big E works better.
I think those two work, and maybe it's...
Maybe Reigns.
Reigns would be awful.
Who was the other one you were going to say, Wigo?
Here's the thing, like, with Cesaro and Big E, it sounds okay, but just Neville. It's Neville.
It's
the red arrow.
It's silly. But all right, him aside, the name aside, I should say, the package that he came out to was pretty cool. I like the jacket that they gave him. They gave him some pyro, which certainly they're getting behind him if they're doing that for him. He had a quick exhibition here. He did his moves. He hit the red arrow, got the crowd to pop, and it was great.
I don't know what happened to his cape rope thing. He threw it up in the air. It didn't come down.
Magic.
Like, did gravity forget it?
Yeah, I was gonna say it's the cape that gravity forgot.
And like, he throws it off and it just goes away. Oh, every damn time.
I missed it. They introduced him that way as the man that gravity forgot?
Yep. The man that gravity forgot, Neville.
Fucking Neville. Yeah,
he looks cool though. I mean, he's got kind of the superhero thing going on without trying to be Mighty Mouse. So that's one thing. He doesn't have to wear a mask, even though he maybe should, because those ears are fucking wicked. And he's already making a good impression. Again, same kind of thing as with Kalisto. You get an NXT guy, you bring him out on a crowd that's going to understand who he is, they're going to embrace him. And now, next week, when they can go back and look to see with Kalisto and I was called him Adrian Neville there, with Neville, people are going to go, well, they got a good reaction last week. Maybe we'll continue this instead of getting the reaction of who the fuck is this guy? And then that carrying over.
All right. Time codes letting us know they got to keep moving here. We got lots of callers waiting patiently, so I want to make sure we got time for them. We're going to bring on a caller from the 540, one of the good friends of the show here. You know who he is.
Snarf, 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 snarf.
Fat dude. Fat dude. Rolling the world with a little fat dude.
Aaron Neville.
Oh my goodness. Jeff, you there, dude?
Yep, I'm here.
Jeff, how you doing, bro? Happy WrestleMania weekend.
How y'all doing tonight? I'm doing good.
Oh, we're doing good too, man. How'd you like, what was your match of the night last night?
My favorite match?
Mm-hmm.
King versus Triple H at WrestleMania.
That's fantastic. You know, I can't lie to you, man. That actually was my match tonight, too. That match kicked ass. Really old school, solid wrestling match to start off. Lots of great gimmicks brought into it afterward with the DX and NWO getting involved. I had a lot of fun with that match. What's your overall thoughts with it?
I thought it was a good match. And I thought DX and NWO coming out, that was a kind of a nice twist with the NWO representing Sting and DX representing Triple H.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like that surprise, motherfucker, a bit. That's my favorite now. I think you guys got me hooked up to that. I have you guys to thank for hooking me up.
That is one big pile of shit.
And that, too.
Hold on, goodbye.
Yeah, but Sting and Triple H was pretty good.
Oh yeah.
I like y'all respect after the match too with Triple H and Sting.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden, just when you think Triple H changes his ways, it becomes a stick again when him and Stephanie announced the attendance record.
Yeah.
It was a big attendance record. It set a record for Levi Stadium, which WWE pretty much sets a record anywhere they go because of their seating configuration. So it's very much in their favor when they go to these places that they have limited space that they need to fill for what they have there. They have this tiny little ring, which whenever they show those helicopter shots and you see the size of that ring in there, and I can tell you when I went to WrestleMania 29 and I had the nosebleed seats up on the upper level there, that ring just looks absolutely microscopic, let alone the people wrestling in it.
That stadium was very awesome. I mean, I could have been there down in New Jersey overlooking that stadium. I mean, man, that Statue of Liberty, too, and
the set was
Manhattan
fantastic.
Bridge,
mm-hmm.
And all that, the Brooklyn Bridge. Man, those cities, they were awesome.
Rainbow Bridge.
On to you, bud.
So, Jeff, what did you think about the rest of the card at WrestleMania? It was a great show overall, yeah?
Yeah, it was a great show. Kind of enjoyed Seth Rollins being the WWE champion. Now, guys, I told you it would all. I told you last week.
Uh-oh.
Didn't I tell y'all last week?
Yeah, you told us.
Was going to cash in. See? I told you
See?
All.
Yeah, guys. See? He was right. Don't worry.
I'm always right, they say.
They do. Wait, who
you
says that?
You're right, and I don't. Wow.
No.
But I will say tonight, Raw was pretty damn good.
Oh, that was an excellent Raw.
Damn good. Stars, Neville, Kalista, and Sting Kong. I think they all did pretty good in their debut matches tonight.
Mm-hmm. What's your favorite one? Who's you looking most? Who do you think you're going to look the most forward to for these next few months?
I think Neville. He's got to be a top. Candidate.
Who's Novell?
I can see him go for the Intercontinental title or the United States title.
Aaron Novell.
Hold on to your butt.
All right, Jeff, we got a lot of callers here, so we got to keep going to them here, but what's your high point, low point for tonight's show?
The high point has to be every bit of match on the card. Brian Ziegler, Cena Ambrose, and the 6-man tag team match. And don't forget Brock Lesnar being all mad, but you know what? That's not right to take out Michael
right.
Cole.
Yeah, that's fucking right. You can't fucking do that to innocent fucking people, you mug.
sucks to be you, nerd.
Yep. Low point, let's see. The low point. I guess the divas.
Oh, the poor girls. Oh, no.
Now, you promised me that I would get to the imposter JD versus the real JD.
Indeed.
Do I get to see it?
Indeed. Jeff, I want you. I'm going to put you on hold, but I'm going to keep you on the line, and we'll be ready to bring you on when we need you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so you stay on the line, and we're going to keep the show moving along here.
Need a well-trained star.
All right, so we got Jeff on the line. We got a couple more people on there. Big things coming up. You want to stay tuned to the Raw Post Show here. Before we do, I want to return to the Raw review for another quick segment to talk about here. John Cena laying down an open challenge for his United States title. Anyone who wanted to answer would be able to come in and challenge him for it. Of course, we all thought it would be Rusev, but it wasn't. It ended up being Dean Ambrose, the Lunatic Fringe, coming out for a hard-fought back-and-forth matchup between the two. We saw Dean Ambrose put on the AA on Cena at one point. It was a pretty good match. In the end, though, it's Cena winning with the attitude adjustment. They each give each other a show of respect after the match, giving each other a little clap of the hands. Unfortunately, Dean Ambrose, he gave it his all, but was not able to dethrone John Cena on this day. So what do you guys think? Is this helping elevate the U.S. title? What'd you think of this match? What's the situation with all this?
I think it elevated Dean Ambrose. He looked, this is the strongest he's looked. When he wrestled Bray Wyatt, he often came out looking really weak. And if he didn't look weak, he looked retarded. Oh no, I'll just yank this TV really hard.
Uh-oh. That burns. Oh crap, I lost.
So, he's not had like too much time to shine in the Intercontinental division, so... he went out there with John Cena, who's been the face of the company for a decade, and he looked awesome, and he looked like he could go toe-to-toe with him. The match was great, and if this is what the U.S. title's going to represent now, I'm all for it.
Not only did he look like he could go toe-to-toe, he looked like he could beat John Cena. That was a really tense moment when he hit the Dirty Deeds.
Mm-hmm.
You could tell the audience was just like, oh shit, new fucking champ. I thought maybe two. And, you know, even though Cena won, Cena doesn't have to lose all the time. We'll get into the whole Rusev thing later on this week with Smack Talk, and I won't, you know, weigh this down with opinions about that. But it's, again, another step in the right direction when it comes to how to use a lot of the talent that you want to bring to the next level. Dean Ambrose looks so much better. And if they keep this going, then Dean Ambrose could get back on track. He's popular enough with the crowd, that's for sure. And he's good enough in the ring. He's had some good matches with quite a few different people. So all they got to do is strap a rock to him. I think that he can go really far. And I'm talking top tier far.
Mm. Dean Ambrose has sort of become the weak link of the Shield at this point when you have Roman Reigns in the main event of WrestleMania, Seth Rollins coming in with that Money in the Bank and taking over, taking that title. Dean Ambrose certainly is one who's got to play catch up. But overall, I think 2015 is just like we thought years ago, going to be a year ran by those Shield members.
You know what Dean Ambrose needs to do?
What's that?
Drop the Dean from his name.
It should just be Ambrose.
You know what he needs to do? Keep wearing those fucking sunglasses, because that was awesome. That WrestleMania just come down and strutting his shit. Looked awesome.
And he should get Los Matadores music.
But it's got to be the one with the lyrics.
You're goddamn right.
So I don't know if you guys got this commercial. It was for this thing called BKB Boxing. Did you guys see that?
I normally zone out during the commercials.
All right, well, there was this unique thing I saw a commercial for. It was for it was an event called BKB Boxing 2. And essentially, it's some kind of, like, new age boxing thing where instead of being in a ring, they're in this, like, giant circle that has, like a concaved edge to it. And the whole gimmick is supposed to be, like, that there's nowhere to go. So, like, they always have to fight each other, and it causes more knockouts and all these other things.
You said BK, and I thought this was, like, a Burger King commercial.
No, there's no chicken fries here.
I know the advert you're on about, yeah.
Yeah, it seemed kind of intriguing. And it looks like it's the second event of it ever, so this is like some kind of really brand new thing. I'm kind of interested to see what that's all about.
Well, I'm a big fan of combat sports, so I'll give it a chance. The only thing I'm not giving a chance is night fights.
What's night fight? Oh, is that that thing where the UFC is going to put on, like, armor?
Not the UFC. UFC won't touch that shit. A company called M1 Global, which was a big player for a while, they're actually having people fight in suits of armor. MMA fights. I agree, Timeco.
Yeah, Timeco is not happy with that one, but he is happy to tell us that we have some more callers waiting patiently on the line. In fact, this is a big moment. Lots of people have been waiting here for. We're going to go ahead and start bringing on. We got two callers from the 412, and I don't know who we're going to bring on, what it's going to be. Oh, shit. But we're going
to
go ahead.
To your butts.
Oh, goodness. So let's go ahead and bring out one of them here. I'm going to bring them on one at a time and see what they got to say here tonight, and then we'll have them both. JD, you there, bud?
Hey, Michael, how you doing tonight?
Absolutely tremendous, man. Happy WrestleMania weekend. How you doing?
Oh, it's you as well. It's been a great couple of nights, and I'm excited to talk about it. I'm glad you took my call before that pathetic imposter, too.
I went completely at random. I'm hoping I made the right choice here. We're hopefully going to get to the bottom of this tonight. I'm happy we have everything lined up. We have Jeff with us, who's going to be able to be with us. We also have Silent Wind of Doom here, who I know has been semi-involved with the situation here. He's been accused of being involved further than probably we might think he is. So hopefully we're going to get to the bottom of this. But before we do, let's talk about WrestleMania, man. What'd you think about that?
WrestleMania, I thought, was amazing. I thought it was a great show. My favorite, of course, was Sting versus Triple H. It was a nice old-school match. It was great to see all the old guys. Even though it was overbooked as hell, seeing NWO and DX out there was fantastic. That was my match of the night by far.
Yeah. What did you think about the Raw tonight?
Raw tonight, well, as they say, it's one of the most anticipated nights of the year, however. Raw starts off with the steroid penis boy Brock Lesnar in the ring, crying about how he lost the title, however. So then Paul Heyman says he's not waiting for the pay-per-view, however. Brock is invoking his rematch clause tonight. However, but of course, Seth Rollins isn't even there yet. So Stephanie says it's going to happen later, so we all have to wait, however. Then following that, we get a match between Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler, however, which was a good match, like they usually put on together, however. But, of course, you get Sheamus returning as a heel, looking like the Red Rooster, attacking Bryan and Ziggler, turning heel, however. And that was just kind of whatever. Then, of course...
No, that was whatever.
Okay, my bad.
It was whatever. Then we have the debut of the Lucha Dragons in a tag team match. It was kind of forgettable for the most part, but it was okay. It was what it was, however. Then Seth Rollins actually shows up, however, but he says he won't fight because he's jet-lagged and his foot still hurts from the curb stomp last night, however. And then Mr. Suck Me Off slithers away, so the steroid penis boy goes nuts and attacks the announcers and everybody. He F5s Cole and the cameraman. He gets himself suspended, however, over his actions. Stephanie was right. That's completely out of line, however. You don't do that. He's completely out of line.
Stardust.
Yes.
No, it's JD agreeing with Stephanie. That's kind of fucking weird, if you ask me.
Ooh. Oh!
Well, like...
Mrs. Sleuth Drew here.
If she's right, she's right. I have to back her. I don't think his actions should go unpunished. I don't think his actions should go unpunished. He needs to be reprimanded. Plain and simple.
Good point.
And then following that, we have Stardust and Mizdow. Mizdow gets the pin, of course, and then Miz comes out and after the match attacks him, setting up a continuing feud between those two, however. That was kind of an interesting part. We get Axel Mania cutting a promo next, however, only to be interrupted by the debut of Adrian Neville, or just Neville, as they call him now, you guys are saying. I guess he got the same treatment that Cesaro and Rusev did. Vince must not like first names, however. Neville goes over, of course, in what basically amounted to be a squash match, however. Then Cena offers an open challenge for the U.S. Championship. I thought it was going to be Rusev coming back to get a rematch, but it was Dean Ambrose this time, however. What does he want? He wants to get that belt back so he can not defend it again. Cena picks up the pin. It was a very entertaining match, however, overall. And I'd probably get 4 out of 5 stars on that one. Good match. The women were up next. They had a six-diva tag match that was pointless and forgettable. Hashtag, give divas a chance to waste my time. Enough of it. The main event was a six-man tag with the Big Flo, the Big Red Retard Kane, and the new champion Seth Suck Me Off Rollins versus Orton, Ryback, and Roman Reigns. At one point, the crowd chanted, same old shit. I can't say I disagree. The crowd got so bored they started to wave, and I felt like waving goodbye to this whole damn match. Lots of technical difficulties tonight, but I'm guessing you're still going to be pretty good ratings. Overall, very entertaining show. I'd give it 3 out of 5, 2.5, 3 out of 5.
Oh, wow. Okay, interesting numbers there. I know you're a guy who likes his numbers. What was your high point, low point?
High point would have to be either the Bryan Ziggler match. I really liked that one a lot. The debut of Aaron Neville, or Adrian Neville, was really good, as Jeff called him. You know, there were some good points in the whole show, but overall I was kind of disappointed. The Cena Dean Ambrose match was pretty excellent, but other than that, it was just kind of a lackluster show.
Time Cow is keeping us on a strict schedule tonight. We only got a little bit of time here on the air, so we got to keep things going here. We need you to stay on the air because, you know, we got the big showdown tonight, but we want to make sure we give each of you a little bit of time here to talk. So we're going to go ahead and get this other number from 412. You don't go nowhere, though, because we're going to get you both on the air at the same time here very soon.
All right.
All right, real or fake Jeff, whoever you are.
Shit is going down.
Let's go with Jeff.
Oh, real or fake Jeff?
Oh god, who's the fake Jeff?
Oh shit! If fake JD is Jeff, he's not Jeff. Then this is really getting confusing.
Oh my god, now my head really hurts. All right, let's get the other 412 on here. Other JD, you there?
Yeah, Mike, get the fake JD off the air. The guy's a piece of shit.
Oh, no. Oh! We're calling him out right away.
Yeah, damn!
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness. Well, JD, you're certainly hot. I mean, you want to talk about WrestleMania, or what's on your mind here?
What's on my mind is getting that fake piece of shit off the air, and I'll tell you what I really feel about me. Because the fake piece of shit is nothing more than a prying little bitch is what he is. He's nothing more than a stooge is what he is. So go back to where you came from with your little buddy Silent of Doom there and enjoy yourself, because I am the real JD, not the imposter, like this little piece of shit.
I don't know, guys. This is a tough one to tell here. I mean, there's a lot of similarities here.
No, you know what? No, Mike, it's not tough because I have had the longer segment than this piece of shit every week. However, you guys give me the Ask JD Anything segment. You gave to me in the first place, not this imposter piece of shit, however, who stole my thunder, who stole my time. This guy never asked for anything like that. I was nice enough to ask you at the beginning, about a year ago, if you were nice enough to do that. And you said, yes, that would be cool. This guy's doing nothing but a piece of shit. Tell him to go back to the gutter where he came from.
You know, I'm glad you brought that up, because I think that's the best way for us to figure out what's going down here. I think what we're going to do is we're going to open up Ask JD to the chat room here, submit questions for Ask JD, and we're going to have him go to both of you. And we're going to see who is really the real JD here based on those questions. Then we'll leave it to the chat room to try to make up what this is.
Get my attorney on the phone while you're at it if you can as well. I want my attorney on this to listen in on this too.
All right, well, let's bring him on first before we bring on this other person here. Let's see, 540. There we are. 540, are you there?
Hold on, guys.
You got a what?
I said I want to do something here.
You want to do something?
Oh, God.
Oh, no.
I want to do a theme song.
A what?
For this.
Dun, 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 dun.
What, he wants to do what?
A theme song.
Oh, fuck no. It's a drum roll. It's got a theme song.
All right, guys.
Thanks for that. Thank you.
How y'all do?
No, I'm doing pretty good. How are you?
I'm ready to go.
Hold on to your butt.
Oh, my God.
Good.
All right. Well, Jeff, you need more time?
Yes.
All right, Jeff.
I'm gonna I don't need more time. I'm ready.
We're off to a great start here. All right.
Tony's ready. I'm ready. Like right now, I feel like Brock Lesnar ready to kick some ass and take some names with it, because this piece of shit, whoever's impersonating me, is going to go down and have his arm snap like a twig.
Ooh, snap.
All right, like so we're opening this up to the chat room, opening up for Ask JD. Whatever question you ask will be going to both JDs here to help us determine what's going down here. We have both JDs on the line here. I'm going to open up the other one in a second. We also got Jeff here representing one of the JDs. We're going to get this figure. Let's bring on the other 412 caller here. Other JD, you there?
Yeah, and I'm glad I finally get this imposter on the line so I can tell him what I really think of him. He's going to receive a perfect $9 he's never had before.
You're the imposter.
You're the imposter, you piece of shit!
Who is the imposter?
Man, this is starting off just like Lesnar and Reigns.
This escalated quickly.
Yeah, shit.
Which one's the fake imposter, then, Jeff?
All right, I think we all need to be civil here, and we need to figure this out in an orderly manner. I'm opening this up to the chat room here to start putting in their questions for us here. I think we should start with the panelists in the meantime, though. Let's go with Drew. Drew, what's the first question we should pose to these gentlemen tonight?
The first question I believe we should pose to these gentlemen is, in your free time, you're both wrestling fans, you watch more than probably WWE, what other company do you guys watch the most? You know, there's the TNAs, the Lucha Undergrounds, the New Japan Pro Wrestling, Global Force Wrestling. What do you guys listen to watch, and why?
All right, I'll answer that right out of the bat. TNA, I watch a good bit, and I watch NXT because the minor leaguers are the future in the company, however, and the future is where it's at.
Is NXT, well, NXT is WWE, so I'm going to just say he's to TNA on that one. Other JD.
Same question.
You mean real JD?
Sure.
You fake piece of crap.
Well, I used to watch TNA, but that became even more of a crap pile than WWE. Mm-hmm. So right now I'm only watching WWE because the rest of it I can't even stand. It makes me sick.
Mm. Can we ask Jeff the same question too, just because?
Sure, why not?
Jeff, answer.
Well, what am I supposed to answer?
Oh my god, okay, never mind.
Christ.
Other than WWE.
He watches Silent Wind of Doom blow him hard in his own bed every night.
Put on to your butts.
I don't think that was the question, but okay. Why don't we just go ahead and move on. Sean.
Well, I think you're getting blown by Triple H and all of his butt boys. Silent Wind of Doom
Seth Rollins have one thing in common. You're all going to get some offensive.
Let's get
it. All right.
Thank you, time
gentlemen,
down.
Calm down. All right. Sean Walker, do you have a question here?
I do. As we have seen tonight, Sheamus has got a new look. Should I emulate it?
No, it was fucking stupid.
And I'll second. And you know what? I'm going to agree. I think it was a bad look, however, but... If you want to do it, so be it, but I think it was a bad look personally, too. I agree.
Real JD, let me ask you a question.
Yes, go ahead.
With the main event, did you see the crowd wave, too?
I did. I did see the crowd wave, and I felt like waving goodbye.
Shut up, imposter JD!
Jeff, to answer your question, yes, I did see it. However, I think it was pretty crazy they went with that, because I had a couple friends who were there in the crowd in San Jose tonight, like they were last night at WrestleMania, to answer your question. Yes, I saw that.
Good.
See it.
Because I saw it too.
Oh, goodness. Tony.
You know, I don't know what this imposter's fascination is with me. They say the imitation is the biggest form of flattery, but he's the biggest form of a jackass I've ever seen.
Hey, let me ask you a question. Who told you you could be the imposter, JD? You are the imposter.
Yeah.
You're not the real JD. You are the imposter.
Yeah, Jeff. Jeff, don't you think it's... Hold on. Hey, Jeff.
I've been real JD for 38 years. It's impossible. Silent Wind and his goons needs to find out what's going on because they are not the real JD.
Can I ask another question to both of these
Jeffs? You know, Jeff probably hates nothing more than when people are impersonating other people, so I can completely understand that. Drew, what were you going to say?
I have another question, and this is going to be where do you shut up. Anyways, you to the JDs, where were you the night of May 5th, 2014 at 11:37 p.m.?
I was on this show talking for the first time on Mega Powers Radio. That's where
I do not believe it was your first time. I don't know.
How do people know first time?
I was calling into you guys. I've been calling into you for over a year now.
I think the second JD that talk is telling the truth. The first one, that's it's a little fucked up, if you ask me.
You never forget your first time.
Okay, all right. Wago, why don't you follow up? What's your question?
Come on, Wago. You got to have a good one tonight.
Okay, guys.
I'm on the computer. I got some provided
That's nice. Shut the fuck up.
All right, Jeff, we'll give you time. You're going to have your time to present your case, I promise you. Let's just get through these questions here, and I promise you'll have your time. So,
it's on the computer.
So, Wago, go ahead.
Who is your favorite Thundercat?
Now, does it have to be an actual Thundercat? Because if so, I'd say either Lionel or Panthro. If not, if we can go with the side characters, I'd have to say Snarf. I've always had a fascination with Snarf.
You would have a fascination with Snarky, imposter.
Oh, I think the first one
you're the imposter, sir, and I'm tired of your shenanigans.
No, you're nothing but an edge wannabe is what you are. You're an edge wannabe.
Oh, gosh. All right. All right, we got one more host here. Tony, you got a question for these guys?
All right, so between Suck Me Off Seth Rollins and Butt Boys in general, good night for Butt Boys yesterday. So, who is your Man Crush Monday?
Man Crush Monday? How about the real JD go first? Man Crush Monday? I don't have a man crush because I'm not gay like that other caller is, that imposter.
Oh, gosh.
I'm sorry to break it
down. No, you are gay because you and Silent Wind of Doom take it up with each other all the time. All
right, let's not
I'm
go
I'm not
there.
Hearing either of them talking about New Year's.
I'm straighter than the pole your mama dances on.
Oh!
Your mother is.
Oh, I thought that was your buddy, Silent Wind of Doom's mom. You went to give her $50 bills and she said, get out of my face, however, when you gave her
poor Silent Wind of Doom.
I don't need money because I get all my t-shirts off your mom's floor, however.
Good. All right. Well, speaking of Silent Wind of Doom, we actually have a question of Silent Wind of Doom in the chat room. He submits to SJD. How do you feel about the theory that the shark in the San Jose Sharks logo is in a triangle eating a hockey stick because it just ate the Penguins logo?
Ask him, however, when the Sharks lost last night, however, to the Penguins in a shootout in Pittsburgh, 3-2, and they blew that game, and they're not going to make it to the playoffs this year, and they're going to fall on their face again like they do every year in the NHL.
Okay. Well, there you go, Silent Doom. You got that. What about the other JD? What do you got to say?
I actually have a question for the imposter. I'm going to ignore that question you said. I got a question for the imposter right now. Are you always an idiot or only when you call into the show?
No, I have more common sense than you, buddy. Believe me.
Oh, damn. All right.
I have my own radio show on Blog Talk Radio, and I'm painting that know that you don't have your own show. You just have your own show with Silent Wind of Doom. It's called... Basically, I'm two losers that don't get along with each other, and they think they know everything, and they don't. I have a question.
I have another question for the imposter. Do you love nature? Like what it did to you?
All right.
You love nature, obviously, because you two get it on every chance you get in nature with you.
All right. We got another question here from Silence Goon in the chat room. That's an interesting name. He asks, JD, are you still protesting the blue-armed Sonic character?
The imposter probably is. It was a stupid question, but the imposter probably is, however, because he dressed up as the Sonic character probably for Halloween last year.
All right, well, let's see. We got a question from Chaotic. This should be an interesting question for both of you. Ask JD, if you could put down the other JD with one move, what move would it be?
I'll tell you right now, it'd be like Ronda. Basically, it'd be the Big Show knockout punch. She'd be a flat on
Ronda
his back.
Ronda Rousey Big Show knockout.
You look up at the stars and wondering what the hell happened.
Now, I think you're right. The first time you said you're going to lay down a Ronda Rousey move, I think that's more appropriate. I would F5 your ass, just like Brock Lesnar did last night.
Please give me a break. Brock would bust you up and make you suffer. Believe me. You can hire your little buddy, however, Seth Rollins. I can bring Brock Lesnar. Like Seth Rollins, however, he's a little coward. He's a little bitch. He ran like that tonight, and he's not going to be Survivor's Champion for very long.
You know, I'd really like to see things from your point of view. I can't stick my head up my ass that far.
All right, we got another question from Silent Wind of Doom in the chat room. Keep them rolling, people in the chat. Only going to take a few more here, so get them in there. Silent Wind of Doom asks, where do you get your t-shirts?
I already told you. I get them on your mom's floor when I'm done fucking her.
Well, obviously, he got them from his mom, so that's no secret there. I think we now know that he's fake. We know he's a fake because he got them from his mom. Go figure.
I think Silent Wind of Doom is behind this, and he needs to get his mom in check just to put his own little bitch boy attitude.
Silent Wind of Doom's your buddy. Don't forget, how are you guys both gone from your mom?
He's your buddy. I'm the real JD. I don't know why you're impersonating me each and every week. You're calling in trying to steal my thunder. This is ridiculous.
It's time to move on to another question there. Maybe you didn't hear the answer. Yeah.
Let's be fair. I should open it a forum up to Jeff here. Jeff, do you have an SJD that'll help these guys?
Come on, Jeff. Make it good.
What?
You want
to... Well, that's the question. It's what?
What? I'm eating Doritos.
I'm Doritos. What? Okay.
You know what, guys?
Man.
Hold on a second. Jeff can answer this with one question. Jeff, tell the guys how our last week or the last few weeks we've been on the other show I've done, TGTSradio.com. That'll clear it up real quick because the imposter's never been on that show. You've been on the show. You've talked to me. You've talked to the host, Howard. We've talked wrestling. This imposter hasn't done shit on that show. That'll clear it up with one false swoop. That's the evidence there, guys. That'll clear up that I'm the real JD. And even Jeff will vouch me on that. He'll tell you that right now.
He is the real JD. I promise you guys that. He is the real JD. This imposter.
Oh, well, Jeff promises it.
That fucking solves the case right there.
I don't know what Jeff is smoking tonight, but this is the real JD. The other guy is the imposter. I run the TGTS show. I'm the one who laid the smack down on Danny Newton. So he doesn't even know what he's talking about.
Fucking door now. Fuck.
Oh, man, Danny Newton's been brought out there. All right, if anybody can tell us.
The other JD probably doesn't
know. All right, so since we have Danny Newton brought into this, this brings an interesting thing. So this is an interesting character from your past. I have to ask, how are your relationships with Danny Newton these days? Both JDs answer.
I haven't talked to the guy. I'm sure the fake JD spent more time with him than I have.
Well, I haven't talked to him in a while either, but, you know, he tried to put the Newton Crosby on me. The other fake imposter probably doesn't even know what that move is. The fake Newton, you know, I know all these things. The other JD has no idea because he's a fake imposter wannabe.
No, you're the fake JD, like I said. My attorney has already said, Howard, like I've said already, my attorney knows I do a show unlike this show, Howard, and he's called into my show, and he's talked to the co-host of the other show, Howard. You've never called into the show. He can back that up.
I got a request for this fake imposter. Before you call into the show next time, why don't you slip into something more comfortable, like a coma?
No.
Why don't you just borrow something from your mom? Oh, that's right. She gave it to your buddy, Silent Wind of Doom, Howard. And she was blowing Silent Wind of Doom before she even got you in her bed last night.
My gosh.
You're bringing up moms again?
We got one.
I think your birth certificate is an apology from the condom factory. You must have been born on a highway, because that's where most accidents happen.
Oh, Jesus Christ. All right, guys. I'm taking another question here, and then I'm going to take one more question after this one. So, chat room, get one more good question there after this one, and I'm going to take that one. So, this one is from Silent Wind of Doom, and he asks, the fake JD, why do you have so little of a life that you make a fake radio show just to try to prove that you're the real JD?
Because I'm
Oh.
Go ahead and answer.
Uh-huh. Where you at now, tough guy?
Yeah, you're asking me a question.
You know what? Maybe what we should do, rather than just taking the chat, maybe we should get the actual guy here and see if we can do this. So here's what we're going to do. We're going to bring on Silent Wind of Doom. Silent Wind of Doom, you there?
Mm-hmm.
What's up, Silent Wind of Doom?
Nothing much. Just watching the carnage. It's great.
Interesting. So you have a question for SJD?
I had three. You've already said all of them.
We'll come up with another one.
Yeah, come with another one. You're live on the air now.
Yeah. Come on, Byron.
How about instead of a question, do you have anything you want to say to JD?
Yeah, who accused you of being fake JD?
I don't know. He's so insane. I don't think there's anything that I could ever do to prove my innocence.
Hmm.
Dude, let me ask you this, though. Did you put the fake were you and the fake JD in this together?
I decline having
no,
any...
No, answer the question.
He was. You interrupted him, jackass.
My attorney's hearing this, too, by the way. Answer it. Yes or no?
No.
Jeff, I smell bullshit on this one. What do you think?
I could eat a bowl of alphabet soup and crap out a smarter comeback than Tyler went to do.
But right now, I think my attorney said it there, guys. He doesn't believe your story at all.
Alright.
Michael, I'd like to stick around and keep putting this guy in his place, but I feel bad abusing animals. Also, my mom has to use the phone right now, so I have to go. So, sorry, guys. We'll talk to you more next time.
There you go. That pussy's a fake. I'm still here. He has to go because his mommy has to use the phone.
Well, okay. Well, hold on, Jeff. I believe you said you had some kind of evidence you wanted to present, right?
You damn right I do.
Well, I believe the perfect thing that we should be saying about this then is,
hold on to your butt.
Hold on, guys. Let me see if it's still there. Hold on.
Right, so can't
by the way, what are you trying to find your butt?
Hold by on the way, your it's on let YouTube. It's so...
Oh, he's actually got video evidence, which is going to play over a radio show.
And Dingo was his name.
You had all this time to get ready, dude.
Yeah, what the fuck? Is this amateur hour?
Yeah, we got it.
Oh, you got it.
Medical soul shit.
Okay. This is going to excite you, Imposter JD, because...
Yes?
And watch this real... And listen to this, okay, the real
watch
JD.
It. Fucking radio station.
I'm ready.
Listen to this.
Go for it.
Really? Beat.
Hold the volume up.
And so it was what it was. Let me follow that up with a New Day, which is Biggie and Kofi Kingston. Tyson Kidd and Cesaro. Seriously, what the hell are you going to do with the New Day? Seriously. I don't know. However, that's the big million-dollar question, however. I've had enough of them. We need to be off from the TV entirely. Then after that, we see the NWO in the ring together again, however, which was kind of cool, however.
What are we listening
but of course,
for?
We had to go and ruin it by having Cotter and Victor, the Ascension, come out, however. And they go on again about how they're better than the asses of those guys they're trying to put down.
This sounds like the real JD.
Billy Gunn came out and put them in their place. Mm-hmm. I have just not enough of the Ascension, disrespecting those other superstars.
No, it is. We know that much.
Is JD just talking?
We've had enough of it. Who's to blame for this? The writers. The writers suck. They need to get somebody like me.
Jeff, are you done yet?
Sure could be good writers. You know, we can go on there.
So what were you trying to prove there? I don't get it.
My evidence was January 19th, 2015, when the fake JD called in.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have a fake JD audio clip to play in contrast to that one?
Yes, I do.
Oh.
I have another one.
Oh, you have another clip. Okay.
Yes, I do. If I can get it.
Okay.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Here we go, baby.
Don't call me baby.
I'm not your baby, honey.
Shit, you've been ass, man.
Wait, so now JD is an ad? He's aided?
Killing us here, dude. Lots of dead air happened here. What is this, freaking John Cena and Rusev match here?
Was this Byron Saxton hour?
Jeff, you gotta get this moving here.
I'm trying, guys. Hold on. I'm trying.
All right, well, in the meantime.
Jeff, while we're working on that, let me.
Go ahead, JD.
Let me talk to the guy. Well, we're working on that. Let me get back to the guys. How are. Let me. If the fake JD is still there, let me ask this one. What was your. What is your. What was your first wrestling match, or what was the first time you called in to the show?
Oh, no, he had to go.
I called in August.
All right, guys, we actually are running really low on time here, so we're going to have to wrap this up for now. We can continue this case next week. So, Jeff, I want you to get this evidence better together, and you can present this to us next week, okay?
I will. I will, guys.
All right, we'll leave this on a cliffhanger.
And Imposter JD, I'm coming for your ass. Oh. I don't know when, but I'm going to come for your ass.
All right, Jeff, you have a good night, man. All right.
Hey, Jeff.
All right, whatever JD is left here, we're going to talk to you again soon, man.
Mike,
Jeff's got
here.
Your back. Go ahead.
Mike, I'm still here. And let me tell that piece of shit, if he's still listening, however, if he thinks he's had the last laugh, my attorney will be ready next week, however. Like I said, however, I'm always on, however, but that little piece of shit better stand back, because I'll tell you what, however,
stand
if he
back.
Sneaks on before me again next week, there will be hell to pay. Serious hell to pay.
All right, folks, you heard it. There's going to continue on going forward. We don't have an answer who the real JD is yet, but it seems like we got a lot more evidence. We had our first face-to-face. JD, everyone's with us here. You have a good night, man. We'll talk to you again next week. We only got less than a little over 10 minutes, I should say, and we're going to have to wrap things up here pretty quickly. We got a couple segments left here. We got a Divas match. We had AJ, Paige, and Naomi teaming up against the Bellas and Natalya for a six Divas match. It was nothing special, honestly. It wasn't like horrendous. It wasn't like offensive, but it was just kind of put Divas out there for a few minutes and fill some time. Naomi got the win with the rear view for the pin, and good girls won. Yay. Anything people want to add?
Meh. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great.
I thought it was a solid match, at least by their standards. They need to perform like this all the time.
But I actually prefer this tag match to the one that they had on Mania.
Same.
Something to go by.
Hmm. Interesting. Huh. We'll have to talk more about that on our Smack Talk review, so pay attention to SmackDownMoment.com for the Smack Talk show with that. We had our main event, which was teased before, where Randy Orton was going to have to face against Seth Rollins, Kane, and Big Show in a six-man tag. But we didn't know who his two partners were going to be. He eventually found Ryback, and just before the match started, Roman Reigns came for the save. Funny dynamic with this match, where the crowd was cheering the team, but not Roman Reigns. They were booing the shit out of Roman Reigns. In fact, they were booing the shit out of this match. This match was boring as fuck. The crowd actually started doing the wave at one point, and the cameras even embraced it. Like, Seth stopped wrestling and, like, was pointing around to it while the camera was, like, revolving around following the wave. Probably wasn't a smart production decision. You shouldn't, like, accentuate the fact that people are not interested in your match. Roman hits the spear on Kane for the pinfall victory, and Raw goes off the air without any kind of cool surprise or anything really awesome. Honestly, really terrible ending for what was a good show overall, so I don't want to, like, shit on the show, but for as much as you put into the show, you should have had something more invested for the ending. You should have did the Brock Lesnar thing at the end if this was going to be the case. Then we wouldn't have had to suffer through fucking Byron Saxton and all that.
Yeah, like, it deflated the mood of the show. Like, the show was a fantastic show all the way through until that point. And the last thing that you leave on kind of sets the mood for the overall show and how you feel about it. And the end of the show is also meant to dictate you tuning in or not next week. Why would I want to tune in next week? Brock Lesnar's gone now because he got fired. I'm not going to find out what repercussions he'll face next week.
Mm-hmm.
And I've seen Roman Reigns beat Seth Rollins before, so why do I give a fuck?
Next week you can see them turn over the commentary table.
Any other thoughts about the way this ended, though?
I like the wave part. I thought that was interesting.
I've always wanted to be a part of a wave, and I still haven't. One of my life goals.
What I want to see them do, though, is you know how they follow Cesaro when he does that swing?
Oh, yeah.
Have him swing the opposite direction of the wave, and the cameraman just be like, I don't know what the fuck to do.
Oh, no, you know what they got to do? They got to get that camera that they use during the ladder matches that's positioned really high up in a circle in the middle of the ring.
Yeah, to follow that around.
Mm-hmm. Or use the camera that panned around the ring when Roman Reigns did his punch at WrestleMania.
There you go. All right, guys. So we got about 8 minutes left here. Let's do a quick good, bad, and ugly for the night after Mania's Raw. Yes, it is the good, the bad, the ugly, where we talk about what the best part of the show was, what the worst part of the show was, and what the most horrific, embarrassing part of the show was. Might actually be tough for this one, but we'll see. We invite you in the chat room to tell us your good, bad, and ugly, and we'll read it out here on the air. In the meantime, let's check out the hosts with the mosts. Oh, I fucking hate that I just said that. Wago, your good, bad, and ugly.
My good has to go to Brock Lesnar being Brock Lesnar. Mm. I've said enough about him, so I'm not going to elaborate any further. As far as the bad goes, I'm going to give it to the ending of Raw. Kind of took the mood out of the air, and I didn't like it, so fuck it. Mm. And ugly has to go to Byron Saxton. The fuck?
Indeed. Sean, you're good, bad, and ugly.
The good? Seth Rollins holding the belt on how great it looks on him. The bad? Not seeing enough of Seth Rollins holding the belt tonight. And the ugly, again, not seeing enough of Seth Rollins holding the goddamn fucking belt. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Happy day.
It's what you're saying. It's what you're saying, and I know it.
It looks beautiful.
I know what he's saying.
It's beautiful to me.
All right, Drew, you're good, bad, and ugly. Drew.
Well, I muted my microphone. I'm going to interrupt you.
Seth Rollins holding the belt. Yes.
That's the first time Sean's done a Drew impression. Yeah. I like it.
It's awesome. Yeah. Tony, you're good, man.
My mic was muted, huh?
Well, too bad you missed it.
Go ahead, Drew. I'll be honest.
Oh, it's good. The Tony show now? Okay.
No, my good was the Dean Ambrose-John Cena match. My bad will have to be the Divas. That wasn't necessarily bad, but that was just the worst thing that happened on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
And the ugly is just going to have to be Byron Saxton because silence.
All right, Tony, you're good, bad, and ugly.
Good's going to be the atmosphere. You got a good crowd. You got a good set of different things that happened with Brock Lesnar and all that. They really, on the inside and the outside, tried to make this as good of a show as possible, except for the ending there. The bad is going to go to kind of a tie between the way that Sheamus looked and dropping the Adrian and Neville. Repackaging characters like that, a little odd. Ugly, of course, Byron Saxton on commentary. Not a good way to introduce yourself to the audience.
All right, my good, bad, and ugly. My good, I am going to give to Daniel Bryan and Dolph Ziggler having a kick-ass Intercontinental title match. This is what they need to do to get that title over. Have really competitive, awesome matches between guys that everyone is going to get behind and take seriously, having a kick-ass match to really give the title to mean something. My bad, I am going to give to the ending. What a awful way to go off the air, and it's just a shame because this was a really kick-ass show, and if they could have really nailed something at the end, it would have been an amazing 5-star perfect show. And my ugly, as funny as it sounds, I'm going to give it to that Brock Lesnar beatdown because that shit was ugly. I'm going to take some of the chat room real fast. Silent of Doom, good. Announcer Destruction, bad. The Downer main event, ugly. Having to still do the funny voice after the real JD got off the phone. It hurts my throat, and I don't want to have to do it any longer. I don't even know what the hell he's talking about. Chaotic, good. Brock Lesnar, bad. The main event, ugly. Saxton's solo commentary, by God, good. Brock Smash, bad. Saxton, ugly. Saxton and Lawler together. all right, guys. Really, really fast plugs. We don't got much time here. So, Sean, anything?
Happy days. Happy days.
All right, I guess not. Drew, good.
I don't, but listen to the next episode of Smart Out Moment, where I will be coming in my pants over Seth Rollins.
All right, Drew, anything?
You can follow me on Twitter at Drew Savoy, and you can go to my YouTube, which is Mick Frickin' Duncan.
Wago?
Follow all my products by going to StephenWago.com.
All right, and Tony?
All Talk Show, FanboysAnonymous.com, and SmartCoutMoment.com. Go look and you'll find lots of shit.
All right, that's time, Cat, letting us know. We only got a few minutes left here, and we almost forgot. We got our guest out there in the parking lot, and we have no idea who that is or what's going on, so we're going to try to see if we can get a camera out there.
Wait, you left him alone that long? That's kind of a dick move.
Well, we had lots of callers. We had the whole JD versus JD thing. We're getting our correspondent, Time Cow, to go out there and check out what's going on out there. We got a microphone out there. What's going on? The fuck?
Oh, shit.
Time Cow?
The fuck?
Is this Christian?
What the fuck?
What the fuck's happening?
No. Somebody
get out there.
What's happening?
Oh my god.
Time Cow!
What the fuck?
Time Cow?
Get out there.
Oh my god. Oh shit.
He's not moving. He's not moving, guys. Fucking get it. Someone get us off the air.